السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
ما شاء الله, everybody's ready to go again, and we're going to keep talking about the prophets. There's so many prophets to talk about. Show a little bit of time, but today I wanted to talk about something called Itham. Have you heard about Itham? That's not the name of a prophet, by the way. In fact, that's something bad. It's when you do bad things. It's called Itham. Anything evil or bad you can do could be called an Itham. Itham in English is sins, isn't it? Sins. Now, there's also some big sins people do called Masiyah. All these things are bad. But where did it start? How did it come about? Then what happened after that? And how can we get away from it? Those are all things I want to talk about today. And in order to do that, I have to go back again to the very first prophet. I always go back and talk about Adam, don't I? Yeah. Because he's the beginning of all the human beings. And do you know when Allah created him, he was in the Jannah, which is the way to say heaven or paradise in Arabic. He was there. And he was doing pretty good. But then the devil would come to him and try to inspire him, give him some ideas, give him thoughts, make him do what? Itham. What Itham did the shaitan want him to do? To eat the fruit. Remember Allah said, you can have anything in all of the paradise that you want. Anything you like. You can have from anything. For him and his wife. Just enjoy. Except one thing. Don't eat the fruit on that tree. That's all. But then the shaitan, the devil came to him and gave him what we call whisper in his ear. Tell him, go ahead, it's alright, go ahead. Actually, it won't hurt you if you do it. You won't die if you eat it, just go ahead. In fact, it will give you knowledge. If you eat from there, you'll know everything. Or if you eat from this, you'll live forever. He was telling him anything just to get him to do what? Eat. Eat from the tree. And then one day, Adam forgot. He forgot how Allah said, don't eat from that tree. He just forgot. And he ate it. Now, why did he forget? Well, human beings were created to forget. Allah made us like that on purpose. Allah made us to get knowledge, but also to forget it. Sometimes you remember things and you think, yeah, I know this, I know that, I know so many things. And the next day you're going, oh, I forgot. Did it happen to you before? Yeah, you were thinking about something and you said, I just forgot. How come I forgot? This is because we're human beings. And in Arabic, these two words are the same word. Nasiya, to forget, and insan, human beings, coming from the same root. So what it means in Arabic, the human being was created by Allah to forget. And he forgot. He ate the fruit and he gave some to his wife and she ate it. And what happened? Big problem. Because as soon as they did that, Adam felt really bad about it. He felt sad. Really sad. Oh, why did I do that? And his wife, she started crying. She was upset too. Oh my God, what did we do? What did we do? Now some people, they blame Eve. They blame her. They say, okay, you know what? Because she ate the fruit and she made Adam eat the fruit. This is not what we know. No. Adam ate the fruit and Eve ate the fruit. Both of them made the mistake. So they're both wrong. And we don't blame other people for what we do. So each of us is responsible for what we did. Well, then what happened? Allah made Adam and his wife and the shaitan, all of them, get out from the paradise. Just go. Go to the earth. Because that's what Allah created the human being for in the first place, as he said in the Quran, that he was going to create man, Adam, for the purpose of being the Khalifa on the earth. When they got to the earth, what do you think happened? As soon as they were coming down, Adam, he got more sad. Why did I do this? And he even said, I'm sorry, astaghfirullah. Allah, forgive us, please. Because if you don't forgive us, look, we're going to be in horrible shape. When they were on the earth, then Adam, he forgave them. Now, some people think that where they came down was on a hill. It's called Safa. And his wife came down on the other hill, which is called Marwa. And some people think that they came down near a place called Arafat. But it doesn't really matter. The most important thing is to know that they came down on the earth, and then they met together again on a place called Arafat. It's a big wide place where Muslims make Hajj, and they lived in that area. But one of the most important things they did, they asked Allah, forgive me. Whenever you want Allah to forgive you for something, the first thing you have to do is be honest and tell Allah, I know I did this thing. I know I did it. And then you say, oh Allah, forgive me. If you would like to say it in Arabic, Astaghfirullah. Can you say Astaghfirullah? Let me hear it.
Astaghfirullah.
Hey, that's pretty good. Can you say it?
Astaghfirullah.
Can you say it? Try Astaghfirullah. Try that. Astagh. Say it. Astagh. Fir-ullah. Perfect. Astaghfirullah. Perfect. Astaghfirullah.
Astaghfirullah.
All together. Astaghfirullah.
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 Very good. Now here's something special about this. You just said something that the shaitan will not say it. The devil, he's not going to say it. I want to take you back in my thinking with me. Let's go back and see what happened. Remember, Adam was created by Allah, and when he created him, Allah said, this is my best creation. And then Allah told all the other creation, bow down to Adam because this is my best creation. And all the creation obeyed Allah and bowed down. Except one. Who was the one?
Shaitan.
The devil. He said, no way. I'm not going to bow down to him. He's created out of the earth and I'm created out of the smokeless fire. I'm better than him. This is called, in Arabic, pride. In Arabic, you say kibr.
Kibr.
Can you say kibr?
Kibr.
It's like arrogant, proud, like, hey, I'm better than him. So this is kibr, and it's bad. And Allah doesn't like that. So that in itself is even worse than itham. Why is it worse? It's because the person is not obeying Allah. And they know they should, but they don't do it. This is really, really bad. Well, the next thing. The devil said he's not going to bow down. It means he's not going to say stuff for Allah. Because you see, Allah knows everything. He knows what's inside of people. He knows what's in you, you, me, everybody. It means what? Arrogance, pride, kibr. And this is something so bad. So be careful of that, about being too proud or too arrogant, showing off, things like this. Allah doesn't like it. I don't have any choice. Anytime you have no choice in the matter, it's not a sin. Like what? Okay, Muslims, we pray 5 times every day. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yep, stand, bow, put our head on the ground, 5 times a day. But what if I fell asleep? I woke up. What time is it? Oh, I missed the prayer for the afternoon. Oh, and I missed the prayer for the evening. Oh, what should I do? What should I do? I missed these prayers. Am I going to get punished?
Yes.
No, I was asleep. And Allah doesn't punish you for something you couldn't help. And you can't help something if you're asleep, can you? So there's no sin on you then, is it? That's good. So anytime a person is knocked out or asleep, or what else? If you forget, I just forgot. Remember, I said the word nasiya and insan means to forget. Human beings, Allah knows that. Allah doesn't forget, does he? No, Allah doesn't forget. So he already knows if you're going to make a mistake. But what if you just forgot? Like I give you an example. When I came in Islam, I learned about something called Ramadan. In Ramadan, what do Muslims do?
Fast.
They fast. What they don't do, they don't eat, they don't drink in the daytime, right? So, I wake up, you know, and I'm like, ah, man, beautiful day. Alhamdulillah. Oh, this is a lovely day. I do salah. And I come up and I'm going to do some things. I said, man, like, make a nice breakfast, you know, some eggs, some cheese, and some bread, and some, you know, it's looking really nice. Delicious. That was a very nice meal. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Wait a minute. This is Ramadan. I just ate in Ramadan. Oh my God. Astaghfirullah. Huh? And then ask Allah forgive you. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And then don't eat anymore. Don't eat anymore. And inshallah you can keep on going until tonight and break your fast tonight and it won't count against you. You don't have to make a whole bunch of days to just cover that one day. Why? Because Allah is very merciful. And Allah knows He created human beings to forget. The word forget, nasiya, and the word human being in Arabic, insan, are from the same beginning, the same root. So Allah created human beings to forget. And boy, do we forget. I forget stuff all the time. Today I forgot where I left my glasses. But then I remembered after I found them. You like my jokes? Well, when I talk about sinning, I want to remember what I can do to get forgiven by Allah. But I also want to remember exactly what a sin really is. Because sometimes somebody could tell you something's a sin, but it really isn't. Suppose somebody tell you, if you do this, if you take one of these leaves out here and you tear it up in a little bitty thing and you throw it on the floor right there, that's a sin. Now, if you do it, you may get in trouble with the people that put it here. But it wouldn't be a sin to Allah, would it? No. Because this isn't something that we have as a sin. So you have to know the difference between breaking just some rules by human beings and what's a real sin. A sin in front of Allah is anything that He ordered you not to do and you did it anyway. Or if He ordered you to do something and you didn't do it. Allah gave us those two examples with the shaitan and with Adam. Shaitan would not bow down. Allah said, bow down. Shaitan didn't do it, did he?
No.
No, he didn't do it. So therefore, that's an order to do something he didn't do. Allah ordered Muslims to pray 5 times a day, right? So if you don't do it, then your Bible said, He said, well, everything is already controlled by Allah. Allah made me do it, so I don't care. Well, that scholar said, no, that's not right. What it means, the teachers of Islam, they said what it means is, Allah controls everything, yes, but you always have a choice. Allah knows the choices that you're going to make. So He makes everything according to the choices He knows that you're going to make. But it's still your choice. You want to be good? It's your choice. You want to be bad? It's your choice. But you cannot blame it on Allah, and you can't blame it on anybody else. I want to tell you about another prophet. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, told us about this same subject. You know what he said about it? He said that there's a kind of sin, or shirk. We call it shirk in Arabic. It means associating partners with Allah. But it's something really bad that is hidden from you. He said it's like a black ant on a black rock on a black night. Could you see it? If there's no sun, it's night. And if there's no moon, no stars, it's cloudy. Can you see it at night? No. And if it's a black rock, could you even see it? And if it's a black ant on top of the black rock, are you going to see it?
No.
But it's still there, isn't it? And he said that this is a kind of shirk, or making the mistake of making partners with Allah, and that is when you blame people for something. If you said, well, if you didn't do this, then this wouldn't have happened. Like sometime maybe somebody locks their keys in the car. And they said, oh, you made me forget, and I locked my keys in the car. It's all your fault. And you said, how? No, you were arguing with me. You made me confused, and I slammed the door, and it's all your fault. You said, you shut the door. You're the one who left the keys in. Why are you blaming me? Because you made me crazy, and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm talking about? You ever hear people say something like this? It's your fault. It's your... How is it my fault? Because when you blame other people, it means you think they have power. But only Allah has power. And Allah knew this was going to happen. So what are you supposed to say when anything like this happens? No, you say, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Why would I say, alhamdulillah, I locked my keys in the car? Huh? Because it's Allah's will. It's an accident. Did you mean to do it? No?
No.
I'll tell you another one. When ladies make a cake, a nice cake, And they got it in the oven. At the last part, you know, when the cake is coming up, rising, just as it comes up, all you got to do is open the oven door or slam a door somewhere and change the pressure in that room, and that cake's going to fall. Pow! Oh, my gosh. Do you know how mad somebody would get? They worked so hard to make this cake, and you made it just fall just with one silly thing. And they blame you. Well, this is your fault. That's what... And you say, wait a minute. Everything's from Allah. So, I'm sorry. I didn't know it. I didn't mean for it to happen. It wasn't because I wanted that to happen, but it did happen. Let me give you another example. One time, Anas ibn Malik, he used to be a servant to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He was a servant for him, he said, more than 10 years. He said, in the whole time, he never blamed me for anything. So you see, the prophets understood, and they didn't blame anybody. Like, I do it, you do it, your parents do it. Everybody makes this mistake. It's not good, but unfortunately, we all do it. We need to be careful. Don't blame other people. Don't blame other people. What happens, happens. It's history. After it's over, it's history. You can't change it, right? You can't. So go forward and relax and try to get through your life the best way you can. And say what? Alhamdulillah, right? Just say Alhamdulillah, the best thing you can do. Now, when we talk about sins, the prophets, all of them, were human beings. Now, some people will tell you, prophets never made any sins. Well, are prophets really human? Yeah. Are prophets born? Yeah. Do they eat? Yeah. They go to the bathroom? Yeah. Do they sleep? Yeah. They get tired? Human being eats, sleeps, drinks, goes to the bathroom, and does all the normal things, then he's not God, is he? And only God is perfect. True? Only God is perfect. So therefore, human beings all make mistakes. Even prophets make mistakes. But we don't say that prophets make the big mistakes, not the masiyah. No. They make little mistakes, small things. And those are the things that Allah will forgive them for very quickly, because they say astaghfirullah so much. So this is an important thing for us to remember. The astaghfirullah. Until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
In the name of Allah, Lord of all the worlds, there is no